Like to call the meeting to order, the Region Queens Municipality Regular Council, Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. I would like to express regrets from Councillor Gidney and Councillor Muse, both who are unable to be with us today. Are there any changes or approval to the agenda? Hearing none, I'll ask for approval of the agenda, moved by Councillor Charlton, seconded by Councillor Hawks. All those in favor? There are no presentations today. Are there any petitions to table? Hearing none, public question comments session. I ask anyone who is here from the public who wishes to address council to please keep your comments to 5 minutes in length and to give your name and your civic address before commencing, and the public will speak at the podium. Is there anyone who wishes to speak to council? Oh, and before we do that, I would like to introduce Dan McDougall. Dan is our interim CAO who is here while we have our search for our permanent CAO. So, Dan McDougall, back to the public. Is there any public that wishes to speak to council? Seeing none, I'll ask for approval of the minutes. Regular council, April 25th, 2023. Moved by Councillor Brown, seconded by Councillor Romero. All those in favor? Passed. We have first recommendation 7.1, Community Investment Fund, Liverpool Junior Hockey Association. There is a motion within your package. Councillor Charlton.
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to Liverpool Junior Hockey Association in the amount up to $7,215.53 from the 2023-2024 Community Investment Fund to support eligible expenses of the Don Johnson Cup.
And that's seconded by Councillor Fancy. Ms. Henley, would you provide some background information on this request, please?
So the Liverpool Junior Hockey Association has applied to the Community Investment Fund for the Don Johnson Cup. The cup did already happen, just with timelines for council agendas. I'm here today after the event has already happened. So they had a larger budget, but not all of their budget was eligible underneath the Community Investment Fund. So their total eligible expenses were $57,724.25, and we fund for these types of events at 12.5%.
Are there any questions of Ms. Henley? As we know, the Community Investment Fund was established for this purpose, and staff thoroughly undergo the recommendation. So seeing how it's here, it does fit the policy that's been established. So with no further questions, I'm going to ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Seven point 2 deals with the variance appeal respecting the property identified as PID number 70275094. Is there a motion to respecting this? Councillor Brown?
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality uphold the decision of the development officer to issue a variance for the reduced lot area to facilitate development of 8 additional apartment units on properties identified as PID number 70275094.
And is there a seconder for that? Councillor Romero. Ms. Connors, would you like to speak to this?
Sure. Okay.
Turn yours.
Oh, sorry. Hi. Sorry. This is new today. So today we're here to talk about the variance that was issued for PID 70275094. It's located behind what most people know as Bristol Hall, 87 Bristol Avenue. It's currently, it's a 1.14 acre of property. Under the current land use bylaw, 37 units would be permitted by site plan approval and development permit. The owner of the property has the opportunity to apply for a 25% increase in permitted units. 25% increase would be for 49 units. The owners are looking for an additional 8 units, which would be a 45 unit apartment building. I think that really covers everything that for the variance.
Are there any questions of Ms. Connors? Councillor Brown.
With this increase in the size or the number of lots, it's going to add more parking spaces. Is that changing the footprint significantly of the lot?
So there's also
Here's what's new about these that we have to figure out yet. Right, so Jack's get his off.
Okay, so the there's also going to be, there's parking located around the building, but there's also underground parking, so that will cover everything that's allowed or required for that unit.
Councillor Fancy, you now had a question.
Okay, I have quite a few questions, but the first one I want to know is that what was brought forward this morning for this variance request, it was mentioned that it wasn't put out 2 weeks prior advertised. Is this something we are eligible to vote on today or not?
I believe variance requests are not the same as bylaws, Ms. Connors.
Correct.
So this is not a bylaw. This is a variance request. So therefore, the two-week notice, and as you know, there is no advance, but we always publish those in the Lighthouse log and within our public domain as readily as we can. And in reference to that error, that our clerk is presently going through all of our literature, and everything referencing the advance is being removed. So thank you for that. I think we'll make a note, Ms. Henley, that it's still existing in some script. So in your answer to your question, this is not a bylaw hearing. This is a variance appeal. And you may continue if you wish.
Okay. I guess I wasn't fully understanding with the height. I thought the height was going to go higher, but it's going to be the same footage, except for more apartments in the same footage, right? So you're going from 36 to 45 in the same area of residence.
Yes, the they didn't apply for a variance to increase the height, the minimum or the maximum height allowed. So they'll have to meet that or apply for a variance for that. But they're going to meet the requirements. So.
Get used to this. After a bit here. I won't keep taking up the time because if other people want to talk, because I've got a lot of different little things here just to make sure. Let me see here. I guess it's the, you know, it was also too brought up, and I understand that, is it the best place to build or not? That's not really our choice. It's a matter of the choice of, it's the same thing as what we're doing up here in Milton. Some people will be upset because they're building down by the river, but it isn't our choice. It's what people apply to us, and we have to make the decision based upon what they want. And so it's not always maybe the the best spot that we would have chose, but it's the choosing of the person that wants. What I want to do and hear today is that we have a traffic authority, but our traffic authority is basically waiting for recommendations from council to be able to make any changes. There was a lot of discussion this morning about parking along the streets, about the boat launch down there, how the boats launched affect how the traffic will still go, should the boat launch even be there or not. There's going to be so many questions that go along with this. We talked before about having speed indicators along the road. We talked about having lights there. We talked about, now a lot of these things will go back to a traffic authority, but the traffic authority isn't going to make any recommendations to us. We're going to have to ask him what we want. So with that in mind, I want to look at next council meeting of us looking at the possibility of forming a committee to bring forth recommendations to councils for changes in areas where traffic may need to be re-examined. I would like to have a committee made up of that, because this is only the first of many. We've got Queens Place coming up. We've got other areas where there's going to be building and such is going on. And if they're not going, and if it's like we got a traffic study done, they said, okay, well, the traffic study meets the requirements. Well, it might meet the requirements for the traffic study, but it may not meet the requirements for our neighborhood. So we need to know what we could add to this, and I think that needs to be into a committee that we can be able to bring back forth recommendations to the council to be able to say, we need this, we need this. So I'm going to ask that for a recommendation to be brought forward the next council meeting.
Deputy Mayor Fancy, such things would come forward as a discussion item first. And if you have other questions, you may continue.
So this won't be brought forward as a recommendation for next council?
We are dealing with one motion, and we are dealing with the variance motion. And as you know, the way we work, we never bring things directly forward such as that until council has had the opportunity to have a discussion to hear their points of view. Do you have any other further questions or comments?
Back on there again. The one thing I do like is that if there's going to be, if there's a silver lining to one thing, will be that there'll be, if we're going to put 45 and 36, he said they're going to be more affordable housing. So I'm hoping that the prices will be, because that's what they mentioned this morning. Mr. Swicker had mentioned that the prices would be more affordable to the people because the apartments are going to be smaller. Again, this is it's a concern here because we got a bottleneck. The one thing about with Liverpool, we only have one road in, one road out, and that's down through Bristol. So again, this is the first stage of different things that's going to affect that area.
Is there any other Councillor Charlton?
Thank you. I think there was a bit of confusion around the land use bylaw process, so I just wanted to touch on that a little if I could. In regards to what our website says, which that most certainly needs to be updated. However, I came in on the Planning Advisory Committee as a resident first and then became a counselor where we adopted this land use bylaw. And the land use bylaw had multiple meetings throughout different districts and in our communities. It was advertised in Lighthouse Now, I believe, and the South Shore Breaker. It very much was advertised for engagement above and beyond what we had to do. We, as a committee, made sure that as many people knew about it as possible. So I just wanted to touch on that. And then also to note that when we did our land use bylaw, we anticipated the Coastal Protection Act, and we did change elevation requirements to what we anticipate from that. I do have one question, and maybe it's through our CAO. Do we have capacity to change the speed limits on our municipal roads? I thought that the province had come up with something, but maybe I'm misunderstanding.
municipally owned roads, I would think a municipal traffic authority would have the ability to provide, make a decision on speed limits on municipal owned roads. I think what the province is looking at is giving municipalities the opportunity to consider speed limit changes on provincially owned roads. I don't know if there's another staff colleague here that would have insight on that question, but I believe municipally owned roads would be subject to decision making of your municipal traffic authority. Yeah.
If I could, the province did change the ability to reduce in Halifax at this point in time. There was a subdivision that went from a 50, I believe, to a 30. It may have to do with the density and et cetera, but we can look into that because that is, it's only been recent in the last 6 months, but up until then, it was illegal for anyone to have a less than 50, but that is a good question and we will look into that.
Thank you. I think if we're also going to continue this discussion at the next council meeting in regards to what we can do to improve, speed and safety concerns, which I think are already there, we should be looking at things like if we have any capacity to reduce the speed limits, because in those high density areas, if you do travel through subdivisions in Halifax, they're 30 kilometers an hour and they're low to full speed bumps. So I think we do, if we have any provision to make those communities safer as it stands today, we should do that. Thank you.
Councillor Romero.
I think Councillor Fancy's idea of the committee is a great idea, but I think we also have to bring in some type of professional help as well. I mean, we're going to deal with a lot of traffic coming from Queen's Place, the new manor build. I think we have to have a traffic study or some type of professional help to deal with Queen's Place right through to Bristol. This probably would include reducing speed limits as well, but I think we have to really get on to that and look into that option.
Thank you. Any other councillors wish to speak? Councillor Fancy, Deputy Mayor Fancy.
I know it was talked about before and they said it's illegal, but up in Lockport, you go into Lockport and right at the front sign when you go into town says speed limit 30 kilometers an hour through the whole town. That's that they got a sign right there. It says that's what the speed limit is. I know that our past CAO said that's illegal, but I don't know if it's illegal or not. I can't see it being illegal and then leaving it in the province allowing them to leave the signs up. So I think it's something we could look into, because if they do 30 through the whole town, we could do 30 through one street.
Okay, let's get back to the topic of the variance, which is why we're here and not the future actions. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak on the motion to uphold the decision for the variance? Councillor Brown?
Yeah, I think most jurisdictions are looking at building housing, and everybody's looking at increasing their density of their housing. So that's something we have to look at. As a regional municipality, we have the option of spreading outside of our town limits, but that leads to sprawl and our services having to spread out. So I think, you know, when we're looking at densities, getting things closer together, it's going to change the way our town looks, the way our community looks, but it's also going to build bigger communities in our serviced areas. So I think it's a good way to go forward.
Are there any other comments before I call for the question? Seeing none, I'm going to call for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. The motion to uphold the decision of the development officer to issue the variance for the reduced lot area to facilitate the development of 8 additional units has been approved. There are no discussions. There are no in-camera items, and I therefore adjourn the meeting.